jumps off the page to you about this Indianapolis run defense?
You know, they cause a lot of tackles for loss, you know, so big emphasis on trying to eliminate those plays.
Deion, playing the Colts just sort of brings back a memory that you were actually with them at one point, 2014, I think it was for like 6 days. What do you remember about your experience in Indianapolis?
Not much. I know it was only for a short amount of time, so, you know, all my focus is on, you know, preparing for this week and trying to go out there and make sure I'm as ready as possible to help my teammates win.
A Tom Brady-led offense has never scored more than 59 points in a game. Is this the week you'd like to help him get to 60?
However many points it takes to win, that's how many points we're going to try to score.
Deion, you've touched on this a couple of times, but it seems like the running back room this year is pretty close. You and LeGarrette seem to have found a really good common ground when it comes to working as complementary backs. Is that a fair assessment, just coming from the outside?
Yeah, you know, he's a great guy. You know, all the running backs are great. You know, they help me learn a lot. So, you know, we're all real close, and having a guy like that back in the backfield with me definitely helps me out.
It seems to be not quite a running back by committee, but a share the wealth approach in terms of overall carries. How are you adjusting to that? How are the rest of the guys adjusting to that?
Whatever it takes to win, you know, whatever the coaches feel who's going to be better in for a certain amount of plays or whatever the game plan is, that's what we go with, and we're all on board.
Deion, you certainly have an appreciation of what it takes to be running back in the NFL, even though you're relatively early in your career. When you look at a guy like Frank Gore, the longevity and accomplishments he's had in his career, what kind of respect do you have for him and admiration for a guy like that, just the career he's had in the NFL?
He's a great player. You know, he's been doing it for a long time, overcome a lot of things as well. So he's definitely a person I look up to and love watching him play.
You say he's overcome things. Of course, a couple of knee injuries in college. In your own experience, having overcome adversity, is that something that resonates especially with you?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to come back where he came from, two knee surgeries. So, you know, and he's got a lot of respect for me. And, you know, he's getting older, but he's a real productive guy. So, you know, he's a great player, and I'm sure they're happy to have him.
I know you guys don't necessarily lean on the past here, you know, but Patriots over the last couple years have had really good success running the ball against Indianapolis. I know the names have changed, the faces have changed. Can you take any of that from the last couple games? Can this team take any of that, this offense take any of that from the last couple games they faced against Indy going forward this week?
I don't think so. Their defense this year is a lot different, a lot of new guys, and, you know, they're doing great. They're great against the run this year. So what happened in the past doesn't matter in this game. This is a new week, a new team, and we just got to go out there and be ready for a physical game.
Deion, I know, just getting back to your brief time with the Colts, I know you felt like you could play last year. Did you feel like they gave you a fair shake in the time that you were with them?
I'm not really trying to get into that. I'm just trying to focus on this week and this game. And, you know, I got a lot of preparation, so I'm just worried about what I got to do today in practice to get better to help my team win.
When you're at a place for less than a week, I mean, can you develop a bond with anyone there, like, that you keep in touch with, or is it not really like that, you know, based on the time?
I'm just focused on the bond I have with my teammates here, and that bond means a lot to me, so I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure we get this win on Sunday.
And what's the reaction been like? I know it's a few days ago now and you're looking ahead, but what was the reaction that you got from friends, family, people online to your touchdown in Dallas? It seemed like, you know, on Twitter and things like that, it got a pretty big reaction from people because you had so many guys miss on that play.
It was a great play, but I'm moving on. Just trying to get better for this week. Anything that happened last game is over with. After Monday, that's done with, and it's time to move on. And we got a lot of work to do, and I got a lot of preparation to do to hopefully have some success this week, and we can hopefully get a big win.
Is there anything specific that stands out about their defense that's led to those negative yardage plays, whether it's scheme or personnel?
The linebackers do a great job running through. You know, the front three guys, the nose tackle and the two DNs, they do a great job of holding the line and holding their points. They're big, strong guys, so you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge for us.
Is a guy like DeQuell Jackson underrated? I know he's been in the league for a long time getting business, but you don't hear his name as one of the top guys to get stuff done.
Oh, he's a great player. I know him from Cleveland. He's a smart player, and he's an older guy, but he's a real smart player, and he reads the plays very well.
Is there one player that they have, Deion, that has, from what you've seen, been responsible for running backs in the passing game? Have they matched up in that way? Is there been one or a linebacker, whether it's a linebacker or a corner or somebody else that's covered running backs in the passing game from those markets?
Yeah, both linebackers cover the guys, DeQuill and Jarrell, 50. They both cover the backs, so just got to be study on those guys, make sure I know a lot about them, and so I'll be ready on Sunday.
One last thing about Cleveland. One thing about Cleveland as well. You practiced against Jabal. You had a chance to see him firsthand there, and now you see him here. A lot of people are getting to know about Jabal Sheard. Does it surprise you in any way based on what you saw with him in Brown's experience?
No, I played with him in college, so I already know what he can do. Yeah, so I'm real close with him. He's one of my great friends on the team because I know him for so long. So everything I've seen him do this since 2009, so I'm not surprised at all.